Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're going to put a great spotlight on the Southwest for these next 30 minutes. I'm Gina Murphy, darling, and I thank you for listening. Joining me in studio for those 30 minutes is a return guest and one I really enjoy spending time with, even if it is to talk trash, which we actually love doing. Her name is Christina Paulsgrove. She's a public information officer with the City of Tucson Environmental Services. And we really are going to be talking about all things green and beautiful this holiday season, plus talk about trash and how it grows like you wouldn't believe between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And Christina, it's always great to have you with us to talk trash or otherwise.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's fun. So why don't you start with, you know, we have lots of new listeners all the time. Just give us a brief overview of your department and the scope of responsibilities that it encompasses. There's lots of hats, lots of things going on there.
Yes. As the Environmental Services Department, we're responsible for collecting trash and recycling within the city limits. So we service about 130,000 residential customers, approximately 3,000 commercial customers. We own and operate the Los Reales landfill. We also have code enforcement. That's something new in our department. Makes a lot of sense, though, because we're all in the business of trying to keep Tucson clean and maintaining the quality of life that we all value.
So what is code enforcement? What does that mean?
Code enforcement is much more of a residential and commercial effort. We have codes that guide people so that the buildings that they build and that they live in and work in are safe.
Great. Got it.
And so when those things get out of
Violations.
Yes, then the code enforcement officers come in and let them know how they can fix those things.
And, you know, moving on to trash, I love the attack that you want to take because it shocked me, and it always shocks me, when I read the number of how trash increases in the United States between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that's less than 4 weeks most of
yes.
the time. And there's what? How big of an increase?
25% increase.
That's huge.
Which amounts to 25 million extra tons. Not pounds, tons.
In 4 weeks?
Yes.
Or less? Oh, my God. Okay. 4 million tons. This is a Twitter excitement event for me. And it's in what kinds of things? I was thinking about that. So I don't want to jump around. Let's start with some of the things that we can do to prevent doing is, you know, creating as much trash, as well as buying things that are recyclable that can go and be repurposed through your massive recycling efforts.
Right. Well, I think with the with Thanksgiving being the first holiday that's coming up, of course, what is it? It's all about food and family.
Eating. It's my favorite holiday. It's like eating. That's what it's about.
And so, think about when you go to buy the food for your meals, you know, we always try to tell people, I know you're on board with this, we always try to tell people to look local.
Totally.
Which is, of course, one of the important things we can do. But when, you know, you go to the grocery store, look at the packaging. Are you buying things that are packaged in recyclable materials? One of the issues we're seeing with recycling these days is the packaging is changing so much. We're seeing a lot of things packaged in pouches that are not recyclable. So, you know, go to the old standbys, glass jars, plastic jars, steel and tin cans, if that's what you need, you know, to do if you're not doing from fresh. And those things can all be recycled.
And you can make such a difference. Like, I was downtown the other night, And there's even a Wednesday market. Maynard's Market has a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. With their Meet Me at Maynard's, it was Monday night. And there's you cannot ever say to me that you're not able to produce anything, I mean to buy anything for your table that's locally sourced. Make a little bit of an effort. Do a 10% shift. Buy sweet potatoes or your tomatoes, but try to do something locally sourced. That's a great one. And be conscious. That's what you're saying. Be conscious before you buy it.
And as you go, of course, we always tell people, as much as we all love leftovers, buy what you think you're going to need. So much food
waste
gets wasted.
And there's so many people that are hungry. So really think about that and try not to throw it away. It's so easy because you're in the excitement of the holidays and let's throw this in the basket and let's throw this in the basket and let's throw this in the basket and let's buy a new pair of pants while we're at it because we're going to be throwing it in our mouth. So be careful and be conscious about what you're buying.
And if you throw it in your basket, remember to take your reusable shopping bags.
Yes. That's another thing. It's all connected. I like the hashtag be conscious.
And the other thing is, you know, as you do your family dinner, I know that mine, and I think yours is probably pretty big too. You know, we have over 20 people, and sometimes you don't have enough stuff, so it's really easy to resort to the disposable stuff. Try getting real napkins, you know, just throw them in the laundry with the rest of your stuff. It's not going to create...
such a good idea. Don't use plastic and paper and all of those things that create more waste. And it's so much nicer. It really is so much nicer to use a cloth napkin or to... Who wants to eat with a plastic fork? I never do. It's not pleasant.
One of the things I read today, actually, in preparing for this, and it was a great idea. I'd never thought of it. Is if you don't have enough silverware, ask your guests, because most of it is family, right? Ask them to bring their own.
Yes. I have a friend that we share. We bought identical sets of everyday silverware, so we have service for 36, and we've rarely used it, but we know that if we have to, we can.
Yes, exactly. And that's really what it's all about, is everybody coming together and working together, and you can have a very nice dinner and not have a lot of waste.
And that single thing sends a message. More than saying, oh, we're going to go green and we're not going to waste and we're not going to do that. You can say, could you please bring your silverware? And they might say, why? And you'd say, because I'd rather not use disposable. It's just a way of modeling it, and it catches on. So I love that. That's a really good suggestion, and I'm glad you brought it up. Put the name on glasses. We did that at a party we had. We had those red plastic cups. Which are recyclable, and we didn't want people to be using them. So when they came in, we handed them a pen, you know, a Sharpie, to put their names on it, and the reduction in waste was shocking.
Mm-hmm. And those are all just little things you can do, and they're not going to cost you anything more than what they already
and
are.
25 million tons. That gives me nightmares. That is not a good number for Mrs. Green to hear, I can tell you right,
it's not.
Like that.
I will say that one of the things that we see a huge increase is food waste, and not all of us compost. Not everything that we are going to be eating is compostable, but don't put it in the blue barrel because it isn't recyclable.
I was wondering what you were going to say. Don't put it in the blue barrel. Food is not recyclable.
That's something that, you know, I think most people could reduce their waste if they would just look and see what they have that's recyclable instead of waiting until the trash is full and then saying, oh, I'm going to use my blue barrel for the extra.
Right. And with food waste, I'm just so, I had a meeting today with someone and we talked about it again. There's such a wonderful service here in Tucson called Scraps on Scraps that you can call, and it's $13 a month. Most people can fit that in their budget. You call Scraps on Scraps. You have a bin that is sealed. It doesn't even smell in the summer. And they are so reliable. $13 a month. And
it's
if anybody needs
service.
More information, they can email me. But you go to Scraps on Scraps and it comes up. It's mm-hmm. another Tucson treasure.
Yes.
So what about turkey grease? Are we doing grease cycle again?
The county wastewater department does that program, which is great. I haven't heard this year.
I haven't heard anything either.
I think they're going to do what they did last year and wait until after the new year. But we'll find out and we'll be able to get that posted. But in any case, if you do decide to deep fry your turkey, which I've never done, I think we're going to try it this year for the first time.
Let me know. I've never done it either.
You can take the used oil to the Household Hazardous Waste Program.
Okay.
And they'll take it, make sure it gets disposed of properly or recycled.
Which is great. We could not do enough shows on that Household Hazardous Waste. It's such a smashing success. People really do know about it. You have people lined up. And it's a way to just make sure nothing toxic is going into your land that the rain can make your neighbor sick, your kids sick, your dog sick, so don't do it. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that when it comes to like greeting cards and wrapping paper, what should people try to avoid?
Well, the day after Thanksgiving is the big day when everyone starts shopping.
Hopefully we will have a lot of not Black Friday, and if you're shopping, go local.
Yes, and you
had to get that plug in.
But yeah, absolutely. As far as wrapping paper and greeting cards, as long as you buy things that don't have a metallic finish or glitter, they're recyclable. And how easy is that? You know, just pick out a card that's a little bit more simple. Maybe
I never
than
thought
you'd
of
like,
that. I'm admitting it. And that was a great tip when I saw that come in. It's like, that's a good idea. Just don't go for the glitzy and fancy. Go for the pretty, but not with all those bells and whistles on it. They don't need it. And it's really, it's a 5-second thrill. It really is, because they go right in the garbage.
I read today that it's 38,000 feet of ribbon that gets thrown away. And it's, like you said, it's, 2 minutes until the present is opened, and then it goes into the trash.
And that's another in the prevention area. I have gotten more creative presents in the past couple of years where people used fabric, and they used reusable bags and tied them up with grosgrain ribbon that I then reuse. So there are a lot of creative ideas, and to me, it looks like a little more effort was put in. It feels good when I get something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they thought about this present, they wrapped it nicely, and I appreciate it. But greeting cards and wrapping paper, for the most part, unless it has metallic glitter, plastic, or non-paper coatings, that can be recycled.
Yes.
So just when you're opening the presents, get out a bag and have it be for the recycling, mm-hmm. or bring the Dumore blue bin up. Wrap it with
right.
Christmas
present. All the cardboard needs to get recycled.
Cardboard, okay.
Just
what about fiberboard, like that egg
fiberboard cartons? Is fine. I actually just got a package in the mail that had the molded fiberboard instead of styrofoam, and it was great because it just goes into the blue bin.
And I always wonder about like shoe boxes and slipper boxes.
Absolutely.
Recyclable. Right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody pretty much knows cardboard. Where I get a little iffy, and I think it's very liberal now is what I would say, if I can use that word, there's a lot more plastics that you can recycle. The over-packaging for electronic devices and toys, over-packaging, please. Someday we'll do something about that. Can that all go in the blue bin?
Those are the blister packs that a lot of electronics come in, and yes, that plastic is recyclable.
Okay, and we know plastic bottles, we know plastic jugs, and plastic food containers.
In the city's program, the two things that we really want to keep out of the blue bin in terms of plastics are plastic bags or film plastic
of any kind. Film plastic.
And styrofoam. And fortunately, we have opportunities in the Tucson community to recycle those.
Which is great. I know we're, one of our big supporters of Mrs. Green's World is the Fairfax Companies, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Tank Screen Stuff. And Jason bought a machine because it drove him crazy to see they were getting styrofoam for their, their drop-offs with their green waste. And so he has a bin, and I called them before you came on the air, and it's on Kolb Road. It's really easy to find, and he gave me the address. It's 1630. What it would be, South Cole Road. I looked at it. I know it's in my notes here. But you can take it. The bin is up. And it's there Monday through Friday. It usually is out there by 7. And you can take your styrofoam. Because that is, you have to. It's 1360 North Cole Road. 1360 North Cole Road, and it's there free to drop it off. Put the styrofoam in it. Just please make the extra effort.
Great
People
resource.
Will be out shopping, mm-hmm. and they're driving, so it's like, That's okay, we're going to stop and put this in the recycling. Okay, what about metal?
We're going to say that steel and tin cans, aerosol cans, like the one that your nice whipped cream comes in, those are all recyclable.
You're kidding. The whipped cream cans mm-hmm. that have... Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either. I would have thrown that in the garbage.
Yeah.
No. Not that we're having that at Mrs. Green's house. We make our whipped cream from a heavy cream. So that's
well, but,
okay.
You know, some but of
people
us...
do. Don't think do. That it's, I think it's beneath me. I would put that right in my mouth, straight from the little container, because I am a bottom feeder at times like this. Okay. What about, let's talk a little bit more about what can't be recycled. You said styrofoam, keep it out. And people, please listen, press pause, listen. Thin film plastic and plastic bags. I've been out to the Recycle America, the Recycle.
And ReCommunity.
ReCommunity. You cannot believe what that does to the recycling line. It gunks everything up.
They generally have to shut down 3 times a day to cut away the film plastic.
And it costs all its time and money, and it's dangerous.
And it's just so easy to just bundle them up when you go to the grocery store and drop them off. All of the grocery stores... Most of the retail stores all have bins for plastic film.
You know what I think is interesting? There, you know, I eat out a lot. I admit it, and I have great restaurant clients. And it always cracks me up when I get a to-go container, and it's, you know, compostable or recyclable. They've done the great, great green thing, and then they give it to me in a plastic bag. It's like I just scratch my head and say, "You still have a lot of work to do, Mrs. Green. No rest for the weary." I was surprised to see on your list of what to not recycle is tissue paper. Why is that?
Well, the whole thing with recycling, as you know, is to make something
from it.
And tissue paper has been broken down so much that there's really not any fibers
it's
left to it.
End of life.
Yes.
End of life. I
but
got it
is compostable.
I got it. I think that's good to know, though. That's really good mm-hmm. to know. It's compostable. I want to make sure Mr. Green hears that. Throw it right in the compost bin. That's really good. And I think it's obvious why tinsel or ornaments. Some of these things are just use your head. You don't want to put tinsel or ornaments. What would it be recycled into?
Right.
There's no use for it. However, there's that new place that opened up here in Tucson for the Tucson listeners called Upcycle. And they have a lot of fun stuff. Even Christmas cards. They're going to do a demonstration at our sustainability event on how to make boxes out of Christmas cards, and they showed me some of them, and they're adorable. So just be conscious. What and this is another one for paper towels. Is the reason the same as tissue
same
paper?
Thing. They've just
it's been recycled
down.
Like crazy. Okay, and napkins, plates, and cups. Paper.
Now, if it's a paper plate and it hasn't gotten soaked with food, you can throw that in the recycle bin. But if it does have food, then it really just needs to go to the compost pile or in the trash.
But that's another thing to teach me. I love it that I know now tissue paper can be put in the
Yes.
paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's another thing when you talk about prevention. We used to go through paper towels like crazy. Now, if I use one, I feel intense guilt because you can use a sponge or a rag and... It's all a consumable. It mm-hmm. all takes water to make and water to package and energy to ship and energy to make. It's all connected. Little things you can do to cut down. What about food residue? How do you recommend that people rinse things within reason? I don't have to be washed, dried, and put away.
I think that within reason, just a quick rinse.
Like yogurt cups.
Especially because that's going to sit in your recycle bin for, you know, up to a week.
Right.
And it gets a little smelly.
Yeah.
You know, so if you give it a quick rinse.
Use your head. Quick rinse. Okay. And what about, what else would have food residue on it besides greasy pizza boxes? That's what I think of the most.
We're actually kind of saying that pizza boxes are okay.
Wow. Okay.
If they're not too greasy.
Yeah. they're not, if the bottom's not coming out because of the
recycling,
grease.
The preparation of recyclable materials has really advanced, like everything. And so, you know, it does go through a wash, and the fibers can be collected. So what I would say is things that just have a lot of grease on them. One of the things we see every year at Thanksgiving is the big aluminum roasting pans with maybe right. the turkey carcass still in it. That's too greasy. You know, that's just too greasy. That needs to go in your trash.
Let's talk a little bit more about the first R, which is reduce. Because I think that that's, you know, we talk about reduce, reuse, recycle. With reducing, go over the things like, yes, be conscious of what you're doing. Another thing that I think about, and this is not what the show is about, but I think it's so relevant to your mission and having a clean environment, is buy things like gifts certificates.
Yes.
Gifts of love. Give gifts of time and contribution. There's so much you can do to reduce the impact overall. And buy local. That's a huge thing. Give people, it can change the landscape or success or failure for local restaurants and the toy stores and all of those places. Think about it and make it fun.
Well, we always talk about, you know, one of the biggest things you can give people is a new experience.
Yes.
Yes. And,
yes.
And that is something that will stay with them, and it doesn't create any waste. And so you're really, you know, doing something good for the people you love and also for the environment.
And I love it when I get a gift like a massage or something like that, because it's like you get it and it's something that's really for you, and it's good for your body and your soul.
And it's those things that for most of us, for a lot of us, we don't want to spend on ourselves.
Yes, exactly right. Give something that you would not want to do. And I, of course, say if you're going to give me a manicure and a pedicure, make sure it's at a place like Vervet, because I want it to be toxic-free and I want vegan nail polish, those kinds of things. But think about what ways you can reduce. And I think another thing that's a gift, that's a great gift, is we have a local movie theater here now, Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. And gifts to that, I got that from my sister-in-law last year, and I loved it because it's a night out, it includes dinner, which means there's time for talking, and it worked really well. It's not disruptive. So think out of the box, and you might say for four, and make sure you take me with you. You know what I mean? Just give a little hint, or give it without strings.
Yeah, it's that's a great experience, and those are all things, especially, you know, you can do that for teenagers, for a family gift, you know, for us adults who, you know, we pretty much take care of ourselves in terms of the things we need.
Right, right.
And so.
And another way, when you say reuse, I'm a big believer in going to secondhand stores, especially when it comes to buying things for your own home, for decorating. You can go find sets of lights, you can find Thanksgiving and holiday decoration at Goodwills and Savers and other places that make it fun. And when I was doing a video for Goodwill last Christmas, I found new things that I bought for people in my family, and I told them that I got it at Goodwill because there's no shame involved to me. It's like, I found this, kept out of landfill, helped support a nonprofit. So those are different experiences as well, right?
Yes, and we're actually going to be participating in the Family Fun Festival on November 19th that Parks and Rec does, and we're going to be making Christmas decorations with old jigsaw puzzle pieces and old CDs and things like that, things that you can upcycle.
Don't tell me you're going to be making those cute little things that look like snowmen.
No.
Those ornaments, remember that? I went crazy, and we still have those from when we had the event with Sherry.
Yeah, we're going to use jigsaw puzzle pieces and old CDs.
Okay.
There's great things you can do with them.
Do with how fun. What is that festival?
It's a family fun festival that Parks and Recreation sponsors every year. It's November 19th at Reed Park.
And it's open to the public?
It's open to the public.
I got to tell
lots
that to someone. We should post that event on the Mrs. Mm-hmm. Green's World page. I mean, it's a really good idea. I want to talk to you a little bit about the use of ways to permeate the market, ways to get the word out, because we can talk about your social media pages, and whoever's doing your Instagram, it's fun, okay, when there's a post, but your Facebook page is really good. It's clever. There's good posts. It's a lot of work. So let's talk about that. That is on Facebook. It's Do More Blue. That's the one you want people to go to. Do More Blue Tucson. Okay, and then for Instagram, which is hard, you have to feed all these monsters, Do More Blue Tucson. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter is just Do More Blue TUC.
Yes.
Okay, which I don't know what the application for Twitter is. And your website is tucsonaz.gov/do more blue. Is there a way that people can go find out everything we talked about if they want to make a list and distribute it and give it to people or forgot half of what we said? Is there a way to find a list?
We will definitely be putting information about the holidays and all the things you can do to reduce your waste and divert more and still have a really nice holiday, because really that's what it's all about. And we'll have that information up on our website for people who really want to put the extra little effort in and make their holidays green.
It's all about new habits. And once you mm-hmm. have them, it becomes just that. It's a habit.
It really does, because when you are used to recycling, when you go somewhere and you can't find a recycle bin, you feel guilty. I know I do.
I know I do too, and I bring stuff home. The other day I came back, and this is really way too much information, but I was staying somewhere and I used up the rest of the toilet paper and I put the roll in my suitcase. How hard is that? And James cracked up. He was like, oh my gosh, she's taking it to another level. But it's a little thing, and it's a reminder to me to be conscious and to do it and to make sure you are using things. And like, one of the nicest presents you can give people is a reusable bottle. If they're using water bottles, you're doing something for their health and the health of the planet. So think about green Christmas items as well.
Reusable, nice reusable water bottles are wonderful, because as you know, some of them will keep your cold things ice cold.
My swell bottle is just the cat's meow. Mm-hmm. And the one I have now that I call Big Gold, this is the habit thing. If I get in the car and I forgot, even if I'm running late, I get out of the car, or hopefully if James is there, he goes and, you know, gets it for me. But we don't use plastic bottles. Like, we don't have them. So it's just a new habit. It's a habit that I've had now for years. But it's like your car keys. You don't leave home without it. And I just grab it out of the refrigerator, and it helps a lot. Okay, I know that we're going to be doing another show coming up. Mm-hmm. But I want people to, let's preview it a little bit. We're going to talk about TreeCycle. It's a
yes.
big deal. It's a big, big deal. And we'll talk about why you shouldn't put it in your alley or the wash or in your neighbor's wash.
Yes, because it won't get picked up.
And it's just bad. So we'll cover that. That's another exciting thing to think about. People have been asking me about what's better, real or fake. I get that every season, and I always weigh in on real. I can't help it. I just think it's the toxicity level of fake trees and the way they're made give me nightmares. And I know it's reusable, but Christmas trees are really made to be a renewable.
Yes.
So there's farms all over the place. And I'll never forget the story of the man that got a frog that came home on his Christmas tree and kept his family up for nights because they couldn't find the frog. That is a true story.
Oh, no.
Like, and he used to work for Goodwill.
And they smell beautiful. I mean, that's...
They smell, oh my gosh, it's really unbelievable. Okay, so everybody, November 26th, we have a great show. I cannot wait to interview this guest. Her name is Lauren Singer, and she has a whole movement, Trash is for Tossers. She lives a waste-free life. Can't wait to get at her for that one. And then on November 22nd, a Down to Earth, Sheila Cresser Crowley, lots of changes going on at Bookman's, another place you should think about shopping for this holiday. But they're going back to their roots. They sell used books, and that's what they're going to do. Christina Palsgrove, City of Tucson, Department of Environmental Services, helping us to make it a great, green, consciously lived Thanksgiving and Christmas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.